Welcome into this career update. I'm Tony Mulvey, joined by Donnie Gilbert. And Donnie, it's Monday, which means we're going to look at the reefer market and actually holding up really well when you look at where we kind of ended 2023 and now where we stand here, well, what, 3 weeks into 2024?
We've got a little bit of a pattern going on.
Mm-hmm.
This, the 21st of October, 21st of November, 21st of December,
yeah,
21st of January.
Yep.
So we're seeing some peaks right on the third week. The last couple, now, is it going to continue? Don't know. But for at least the last 3 months, we've had peaks there around the third week of the month. Now, it also helps that an Arctic cold blast came through the U.S. And I mean, there were people pulling their radiators off their cars that had a lot of antifreeze for negative 30 degrees. And it's showing that antifreeze looking like slush.
Yeah.
That's how cold it was. So we've talked about before in the past how sometimes, you know, you need to put paint on a reefer or other products on a reefer when it gets a little bit cold.
Yeah.
Well, there are probably a lot of products that either just didn't ship or had to go reefer that normally would not go reefer because of the cold was so bitter.
Yeah. Especially, I mean, I look at markets like Chicago, right? That face cold weather in the winter, but not as cold as it was maybe over the past, what, 10 days or so. And it's not just that, it's the movements they make to other markets. I mean, my dad was in Minnesota, I guess, last week, and he was in Minneapolis. And as he left the city, it got colder as it got later in the day, which is interesting, right? The more sun, you'd think, okay, it starts. No, quite the opposite. So it's not just where you're getting loaded, it's where you have to drive through too. I mean, we talk about the vibrations can kind of help keep things from freezing. When it's that cold, it doesn't, you have to basically control the temperature that it's
operating. Yeah, you have to have a heating element on it.
Yeah.
Well, areas like Minnesota, even a lot of people were even avoiding and not taking freight to those areas. And we'll see that on the maps coming up. Those are some of the areas with the highest rejection rates, some of them as high as 60% right now. But that's because that bitter cold can really damage a truck.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking about steel. When you get steel down to that cold, it can get brittle. And you can, you know, damage front ends, damage trailers. It's just, is it worth running up in that cold if you don't have to?
Yeah.
Stay away from it. And that's what a lot of people did.
Yep.
So volumes look good. Rejection rates are up right around, you know, 10.5%. Like I say, we hit those peaks around the 21st, the last couple of months. But before that, it had been a while.
Yeah. I mean, the thing to remember, Thanksgiving and Christmas is around that. So this is a kind of, I mean, we had Martin Luther King Day last week. But in terms of major holiday event, it's not a major holiday event from a freight perspective. It does typically have some impact.
Yeah.
But that's largely more cold weather than it is any holiday impact like it was the previous 2 months. The good news is it's helping push spot rates up. I mean, we're talking the highest they've been in
since almost this
a
time
year.
Last year. Yeah, almost a year. Now, this peak right here is coming off of
the holiday.
Yeah, the holiday.
And you see the declines from that.
But we're going the opposite direction.
Yeah.
We've hit here, and this might be the peak, but we're still trending upwards. And again, this cold weather helps all this.
Yes.
And we'll see, is 282, 285, 290 the peak? And is it going to start going back down, or is it going to hold up a little bit better for reefers? Because they've had a tough time this year, and they've averaged, you can see, they kind of oscillate right between that 250 and 275 the last few months.
Yeah.
Where are we going to find, where are we going to reset, where are we going to hold out at for reefer? Have they hit bottom? It looks like they've stabilized as well. It looks like they found the bottom.
Yeah.
Now, eventually, time to climb back up. But this isn't their high season.
No.
Their high season is really going to start in probably about May, June. And so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, so as high, if they can keep push this up and keep it up, I think what's interesting is you look at it last year, they've pushed rates down during that peak, the early parts of what would be that peak season. And they never really, that momentum couldn't stay, right?
Like that was the too much capacity.
Yeah.
That's what happens when there's too much capacity.
Yep.
Shippers got ahead of themselves and said, hey, let's keep these rates down. And end up pushing them down
early, and then they come back up to a place that
was just average.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's going to be interesting to see if this momentum that we've seen now holds out And if it can get us into, I mean, that's a long time to get into May.
Well, we start produce in March.
Yeah.
It's not very strong, true, but we start in March.
Yep. So we'll if we can hold the momentum or keep it at a level closer to this versus letting it drop back down to $2.50.
One more chart right fast. Lead 4-day tender lead time.
Yep.
Shippers are under no pressure.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's going to be tough.
Well, Donnie, thank you so much for this update. We'll be sure to check in with you again a little later. Right now, we'll hand it back over to Kaylee Nix.